And just so I know. So 10 reasons why SDA is a cult and not a Christian. Number one, they don't believe in the New Testament. They believe in the Old Testament. They believe in Moses. They are Moses' disciple. The law was given to Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Number two, they don't believe in the existence of Jesus Christ is God. Haven't you already said Jesus Christ is not the God? Number three, they don't believe in the spirit of prophecy is Jesus Christ. They believe that Helen G. Wright is the spirit of prophecy. Number four, they believe that Michael, the archangel, is Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Number five, they believe that Christ, Christian, that goes to church on Sunday are the mark or the marking of the beast. Number six, they are forbidden to eat meat. And we know that 1 Timothy 4:3 say, forbidden to marry and command to abstain from meat, which God had created to receive with thanksgiving to them which believe and know the truth. Number seven, they believe in abortion. They are pro-choice. I'm for life. Hey, glory to God. And you talk about these people are Christian? No way. They look piety. They are the Pharisees and the scribe because they're knowledgeable of the Bible, their own Bible. Hey, glory to God. Amen. Number eight, they are false prophet for predicting the return of Jesus Christ. Matthew 24:36 say, what does it say? But of the day and hour know no man, know not the angel of heaven, but my Father only. So how can these people have predicted so many times the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? And guess what? He never came, because no one know the time nor the hour when the Son of Man, that's why they call it Seventh-day Adventist, Advent. Number nine, they believe the Sabbath rest is active. Now, John 5:18, my friend, what does it say? Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. Why? Because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God, his Father, make himself equal with God. Matthew 11:28-30. Read it in your spare time. Number 10. Hey, glory to God. They believe Adam was deceived first, not Eve. And Timothy 2:4 said Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. And the verse I was going to give you is Matthew 11:28-30. He said, come unto me, all he that heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So the rest, Jesus Christ was a shadow to things to come to pass. Hey, glory to God. Seventh-day Adventist is a cult.
I'm making this video because I want to encourage people that's in this cult to get out before it's too late. If we know about what happened to three cult movement in America, the Applewhite, amen, those people died waiting on a UFO. The second one is Jim Jones. Over 1,000 people drink some Kool-Aid and they died. And the third one is David Koresh. Amen. The government raided that place and he died. Now we have Seventh-day Adventists, over 1 million people, and it rise every day. And there's two evidence I like to bring forth. And the first one is that Helen G. White say Jesus Christ is not God. That's the first one. And the second one is she say that Michael, the archangel, is Jesus. These are the proof in the pudding of saying that SDA is a cult. Even though they preach the Bible, even though they say they love Jesus, but the Bible says, if you love me, you keep my commandment. See, a lot of people can love Jesus.
Amen. They love Jesus on Sunday, but on Saturday they clubbing. On Friday they cussing. On Thursday they planning. On Wednesday they become weird. On Tuesday they have a lot of excuses. On Monday they're moony. And Sunday they're back to church. Or Saturday they're back to church. Amen. Cult, it's time for you, if you want to live again, it's time for you to get out of the cult. Because cults are dangerous. We talking about dangerous cult. As I mentioned, how Applewhite believing in UFOs. And people commit suicide. Amen. They died waiting on a UFO. The UFO never came. And these people was in Reebok shoes, laid down waiting for the UFO. I'm talking to somebody right now. Amen. You are waiting on a UFO. You're waiting on an unidentified flying object. And the second one I mentioned Jim Jones. Jim Jones was a preacher. He carried people to South America, and he was preaching. I don't know if you're preaching the gospel, but if you preach the gospel, you ought to be free. If you preach the gospel, you ought to be saved. If you preach the gospel, you ought to have discernment of knowing that this man telling you to drink the poison and die. Amen. So a lot of people, they're in this cult. And even though they draw many people, look at the Seventh-day Adventist example. They do many things. They do many works. They build hospitals. They build schools. They give foods out. And it leads a lot of people to hell. Because anytime you're preaching another gospel, the Bible say, let them be accursed. You don't believe me? Let's go to, glory to God, Galatians. Amen. Galatians. Hallelujah. Chapter 1. Now, Paul was talking to the Galatians, but Paul is talking to us right now. And Paul will say, I marveled. What does it say? Paul say, I marveled. Amen. Paul say, hey, glory to God, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Seventh-day Adventists, they preaching another gospel. Hallelujah. Jehovah's Witnesses are preaching another gospel. Some of y'all Baptists are preaching another gospel. Some of y'all Pentecostal are preaching another gospel. Some of y'all Quakers are preaching another gospel. Some of y'all Apostolic are preaching another gospel, which is not another. But there are some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of grace. Anytime an organization tell you, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, my friend, that's a cult. Amen. And what I say, that is a cult, because you, my friend, God have told Peter, slay and eat. But Peter say, Lord, nothing in common ever clean and went to my mouth. But God, Jesus Christ say, don't call no man common or unclean. I'm making a statement today to somebody out there. You are in a cult. It's time for you to get out while you have a chance. The chance is now. If you are hearing this message today, I'm telling you, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, and some of your apostolic and Pentecostal are cult. I'm trying to tell you, amen, if you can't hear, you're going to feel. How you feel, preacher? You feel by when you go, hallelujah, in these organizations and you don't have no freedom. You become a slave. What I say? You become a slave all over again. God has called us to the freedom. You're not free. Because the Bible says, listen, the Bible say. The Bible say in Colossians 2:16, it says, let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink or respect of an holy day or of the new moon or the Sabbath day, which are shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People should not be judging you. Listen, let me read it again, my friend. Let no man, including woman, including Helen G. White, judge you in meat. They have dietary law. You can't eat shrimp. You can't eat pork. You can't eat this. You can't eat that. Or in drink. Or in respect of a holy day. They say Sabbath day is a holy day. But the Bible say, my friend, in Matthew 11 chapter verse 28 and 30, Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all ye that heavy laden, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ say, hallelujah, I am your rest. I am your eternal rest. Hallelujah is, hey, glory to God, when we get to heaven, we're going to rest. And where we in on earth, our rest is depending on Jesus. My friend, the Sabbath was not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. Some of y'all keep the Sabbath, and if your car break down, you ought to leave your car there. Because if you're getting somebody to work on your car, you're breaking the Sabbath day. Some of y'all, glory to God, keep the Sabbath, but y'all commit adultery, y'all have all this idolatry, y'all steal, y'all lie, y'all do all these things, but you are religion that kept one law, and that's a Sabbath day. Amen. It's time for you to get out of the cult. It's time for you to get out of Mormon. It's time for you to get out of STD. It's time for you to get out, hey, glory to God, of Jehovah's Witness and get in Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not no Pentecostal. I'm not no apostolic. I'm not no Baptist. I'm Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I belong to Jesus. Get out of this cult. Hallelujah. Cult explosion, my friend. We live in the last day. Look at the Seventh-day Adventist. And the reason why I'm saying the Seventh-day Adventist, because Seventh-day Adventist is a big organization. They have schools. They have hospitals. Hey, glory to God. In a hospital, they let a woman, hallelujah, commit an abortion. Can you imagine? The Bible says, thou shalt not violate, thou shalt not kill. Hey, glory to God. And a lie. If hallelujah, in on TikTok, say, and a lie. Glory to God. And a lie. Hey, glory to God. But you let a woman, hallelujah, commit abortion. Thou shalt not kill. Hallelujah. Some of y'all are, hallelujah, a Democrat. How can you be a Christian and you're a Democrat? Democrat, glory to God, oppose the Bible. Democrat, look at what your former president did. He signed a thing into law on March 31st. Hey, glory to God. Wake up and get out of this cult. These cults are dangerous, and we're living in the last days. Hallelujah. Look at the Seventh-day Adventist. Look at the Mormon. Look at the Jehovah's Witness, my friend. Hallelujah. Now, why I decide not to be a SDA anymore, a Seventh-day Adventist? Because five reasons why I became a Christian and not a Seventh-day Adventist. Five reasons. The first reason is when I found out that Helen G. White was a false prophet. She's a false prophetess. The reason why they call Adventist because their advent didn't come to pass. That's number one. So number one was she's a false prophetess. Number two is they don't believe in the rapture. They don't believe in the caught up. They don't believe in, hey, glory to God, that the Bible says two gonna be in the bed, one taken, two men gonna be in the bed, one taken and the other be left. Two women gonna be grinding at the mill, one taken and the other be left. And these two women was not having sex. These two women was grinding at the mill. One vanished and the other was left. That's number two. Number third reason, hey, glory to God, why? Because I believe in hell. I believe hell is not a fairy tale. I believe hell is not, they call it annihilation. Hell is real. Because if you say you are if you say you believe in the Bible, and Jesus Christ preach more about hell, and you are saying that hell is a fairy tale, hell is a myth. Come on now. I used to work at, hey, glory to God, the headquarters as being a security officers on weekdays and weekend on Sunday. Amen. And to see that the people worship Helen G. White estate. Amen. So hell is real. Whether you believe hell does not exist, hell is real. And if you are a Bible student, because Jesus Christ told the Jews, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's number three. And the fourth reason, and go to God, they believe that Jesus Christ was Michael the archangel. Four reasons. The first reason is she's a false prophet. Second reason, I believe in rapture. And glory to God. And the third reason, I believe in hell. And the fourth reason is, and glory to God, they believe that Michael is Jesus, the archangel. And the Bible says when the trump of God, the archangel, and they think the archangel is Jesus. Amen. Now, the fifth reason why, hey, glory to God, I got out of the 7-day event because they believe in the rest. And Jesus Christ say, Sabbath was not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. So Jesus Christ is our rest. The Sabbath, glory to God, the law, we're not under law anymore, we're under grace. And the reason why, because we can't keep the law. Poor preacher. In St. John, the 8th chapter, get your Bible, I have time, and see the woman that was caught in an act of adultery, and they quote the scripture, and said, Jesus, Moses said, this woman should be stoned to death, but what you say? And the Bible say, Jesus Christ got on the ground, and he wrote on the ground. I don't know what he wrote on the ground. I'm not going to speculate what he wrote on the ground. And Jesus Christ say, he that without sin cast the first stone. Amen. So Jesus Christ is our rest. Amen. He is our rest. Because the Bible say, come unto me, all he that have labored, and I will give rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that's why I tell people, the reason why I came out of Adventism is because, number one, Helen G. White is a false prophet. Number two, I believe in the rapture. Number three, hey, glory to God, I believe, hallelujah, in hell. Amen, come on now. And four, Jesus Christ is not Michael the archangel. And if you're listening to this, and if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, fact check me. Amen. Seventh-day Adventists, they're not Christians. Because if you are a Christian, you wouldn't be following a woman that built an organization with lies, with false prediction of the coming of Jesus Christ. And they change, they call Satan the escape goat. They're forbidden to eat meat. They're forbidden. A lot of things they're forbidden, my friend. And I'm telling you, they even going after the dietary law. And that's what Jesus Christ told Peter, call no man common or unclean. But Peter said, Lord, nothing ever gone in my mouth common or clean. But he was making reference to calling no man common or unclean. And three men came down and told him, our master Cornelius called for thee. And when Peter went to Cornelius' house, in Acts the 9th chapter, Cornelius bowed to Peter, and Peter said, don't do that, because I'm a man like you are. And the Bible say when it was preaching the gospel, the Holy Ghost fell on the Gentiles, which were Cornelius. And if they were speaking in tongue, and the Spirit of God gave utterance. And then they got baptized in Jesus' name. If you listen, SDA are not Christians. If you are a Seventh-day Adventist, you are not a Christian. And one of the reasons why, and I'm still on number one, amen, about Helen G. White. Helen G. White was buried in a monument. The monument, it will signify masonry. Amen. Mason, she was a Mason. How can you be a servant of God and serving Satan? The Bible says you either love one and hate the other one. You cannot be a Mason and be a Christian. And even though some people say, we don't follow Helen G. White writings anymore, my friend, come on now, you're still on the SDA. You're still a Seventh-day Adventist. So SDA, they're not Christians. Because if you are a Christian, you will not be deviated to Helen G. White writings, because Helen G. White was a false prophet, and she was a false prophetess. She plagiarized a lot of writings and then made many books about her writing. Let me say this. Why worship a woman in her house? In Silver Spring, Maryland, they have the headquarters. Amen. And the headquarters have her estate where she used to live, whether it be California, wherever she lived. And the reason why, listen, Jesus Christ say in Matthew 7:21, 22 and 23, he said, not everyone say, Lord, Lord, going to enter the kingdom of God. It's not your confession. It's your profession. Many will say that day, Lord, we cast out demon, Lord, we've done many wonderful work. Now, there's not a lot of wonderful work in the community. They build hospitals. Now, let me say one thing about a hospital. You all believe in abortion. Yes, you believe in abortion. You believe in the fetus and killing the embryo. And you call yourself a Christian? In urgent care, if a woman want to have abortion, they give her abortion. And you call yourself a Christian organization? SDA is not a Christian organization, but a satanic organization. They honor the Pope, they honor the Catholic, or they, and it's amazing, people in Africa, people in Jamaica, people to Trinidad, a lot of people that don't read the Bible, don't live by the Bible. Amen. Come on now. They might quote the Bible, but they're not living the Word of God. If you are living the Word of God, you will see the error. That's in Seventh-day Adventists. But multitude of masses are follower of Helen G. White. The woman's dead, but y'all still are going by her writing because y'all are cult. Y'all cult. Y'all cult. Now, why I decide not to be a